We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Wine for every palate, and some really great pairings, too. I love the wine and bacon pairing. If you can't make it in person, order online at PriestRanchWines.com and get shipping included when you purchase three bottles of more, plus get a 10% discount with code GARY. Remember, GARY, with two R's. That's PriestRanchWines.com. Call them or visit PriestRanchWines.com and tell them Gary St. Jean sent you for that buy one, get one tasting offer or 10% off online.
Golfers, tee it up this year at the Golf Mart with the hottest new arrivals from Titleist. Introducing the new Titleist TSI family of drivers. The new TSI drivers are faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. Four drivers give you maximum performance for any type of dedicated golfer. Swing by the Golf Mart and get custom fit today. The Golf Mart, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Sponsored by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Call 877-CARS-4KIDS today or donate online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 3030.
Pull up to churches today for Boneless that's bringing it all. Bringing buttermilk marinated juiciness and all white meat deliciousness. Try our new Texas tenders or chicken sandwich with new smoky honey Q sauce for just $3.99. Churches, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
This Ruff drives it into center field. Mateo back at the wall. He leaps. It's off his glove and out of here.
The morning roast continues with Bonte, Kate, and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
I'll take it. Love that play yesterday. Hey, center fielder wants to gift the Giants a two-run home run. A little help, a little scoop-de-doop over the outfield fence. I'll take it. Giants get the series win. Although Bonte Hill had a tough moment in the middle of his afternoon nap, waking up, seeing Tyler Rogers give up the game-tying bomb, but they figured out a way to get it done in extras as we get set to talk to John Shea in just a minute or two when John calls in, Bonte. I'll take it. I don't care how it happens, buddy. I will take every win we can get this season as
honestly,
fans.
Honestly, I'll take it too, Kate. Not to cut you off here, but I literally thought I was having a nightmare. Because I was my back was turned towards the TV, and I told Anna not to turn the TV off because in and out of my sleep, I just want to hear Kruk and Kipe and make sure, you know, kind of keep pace with the game as I'm, like, trying to take a power nap. And I heard the home run call, and I woke up, and I was like, I'm going back to sleep, dude. Why am I dreaming about Rodgers giving up a home run to Will Myers? Why? And then 20 minutes later, I wake up, and the score's 2-2, and I grab my phone feverishly, and I text Trey. I was like, wait, did Tyler Rodgers? Like, wait, why did he pull Gausman? I'm, like, lost. And I'm like, that really happened. So that's not how you want to take a power nap when Rodgers giving up a home run.
I love how he wakes up and instantly tries to criticize Kapler for yanking Gausman without any information possible. Just instant reaction. Look, like, hey, boom.
Was there a tweet? Did Bonte send a tweet in, like, his half still asleep state?
Dude, box score Bonte was looking like, box score Bonte is looking at the 96 pitches thrown 7 innings without any knowledge of what happened.
Got tanked out?
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean? Here's the funny thing.
Help me out, Twitter.
Other people dream about, you know, their family, or they dream about things that might happen to them, maybe aliens abducting them or something. Bonte is dreaming about Tyler Rodgers throwing up home runs.
Maybe I want to be a side piece. Teach me how to throw the submarine. I don't know, man. Come on, man.
See, I mean, you're not the only one.
Want to be a side piece. I'm picking the GOAT. You know, you're over there picking some middle reliever, Tyler Rodgers.
And let's be honest, I understand why Joe's thinking that way, Bonte. Because he would be the second side piece, because we already know that Tom Brady has a live-in manservant. So, anyway, on that note, no easy way. Right, his trainer guy?
Alex Guerrero?
Yeah, Guerrero.
Oh, he lives with Tom Brady?
To my knowledge.
Lives there? Oh, my God.
In Derek Jeter's home. Because I believe they were renting out Derek Jeter's home for a long time.
Tom Brady's a mess.
On that note, let's bring in the Shea Hay Kid from the San Francisco Chronicle, John Shea. And before we transition to Giants, John, I feel like this sets up the perfect conversation. If you had the opportunity to live in with one of your favorite athletes, who would that person be?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
I try to be as awkward as possible when transitioning off of our conversations into guests, John. We were talking quarterbacks earlier, and you know Joe, he's crazy. And he was talking about the fact that, he might go live with Tom Brady just because he loves the dude so much.
Wow. Well, if this were a few years back and Tony Gwynn were still with us, who I admired as a person and a player, I'd be all in. He was a wonderful man, a gentle soul, and maybe the best singles hitter of all time. But today, we talking only baseball players? Is that
no, what you we're can, whatever anyone you want, John. Place. You want to live with a hockey player?
Man.
Go for it.
Shoot.
Clay
you know,
Thompson?
Brandon Crawford's a pretty good dude, but his house is so full of people, there ain't no room for anything.
No, gonna be laugh, John. Hey, John. You better love kids.
John, you're an OG baseball fan. You've been watching the game for so long. I really value your opinion on this. I didn't think I would like the runner on second base in extra innings as much as I do. And now that I've had it now for what's going on the second season, I actually love it. It's infused small ball principles into the game when there isn't a lot of strategy. It's giving you a guy at second base and making the defense kind of try out different things. We saw the A's last year have a play where Olsen goes first to third. I like it a lot more than I gave it credit for. I don't want it for the postseason. Do you like it, though?
Yeah, I actually do. I think I'm with you. At first, I was, come on, guys, really? Just let them play. And now it brings strategy back to maybe the game that has been lacking, especially last year with the universal DH. You kind of knew what to expect all the time. But now, well, how do you get them over? How do you get them in? Do you go for two runs? Do you go for one? And there's something to it. And it's not bad. But I always go into these innings thinking there's one out, because like in tournament softball or coaching girls back in the day in softball, those extra innings, because of the time limit, they'd always throw one out at you, you know, to speed up the inning. And I said, okay, this is baseball. This is major leagues. They're not going to just throw a guy out there plus add an out. But it is. What did they take yesterday? Just two fly balls? I mean, that's all it takes. You know, a fly ball to get them to third, a fly ball to get them home. It's kind of a weird and funky thing, but I kind of dig it, yeah.
It's Shea. Hey, kid, here on 95.7 The Game. John Shea, longtime baseball writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. Let's talk about the pitching, because a lot of people are going to focus on the hitting and the lack of hitting. But they did go up against the power pitchers out of San Diego, especially Blake Snell and Yu Darvish. But Kevin Gausman in this rotation so far has been rock solid, John. I think that's been a pleasant surprise for a lot of people watching the Giants. But Gausman, back-to-back solid starts. And yesterday, 7 innings, 96 pitches. Another low-risk, high-reward move for Farhad Zaidi from a couple years ago. I like where the pitching is at right now with the starting rotation.
Yeah, remember that antiquated stat, quality start?
Yes.
And now, nobody knows what that is anymore. But it's just 6 innings and 3 or fewer earned runs, which nowadays you just don't see so much anymore. Before, it used to be a routine. Everybody had a quality start if you're any good. But the Giants last year went to, their 17th game before they actually had a starter to go 6 innings and to give up, 3 or fewer earned runs. And that was Jeff Samardzija, of all people. But 17 games. And this year, their ace has done it twice. And it's not just 6-3. It's like giving up one. And that's an epitome of an ace. I always kind of wondered in spring training, why is this even a conversation that Cueto might go the opener? I mean, after last year, it was clear who was supposed to go the opener. They made the right call. But it's the rotation overall. I mean, another stat from last year, the Giants went 9 games, the first 9, without anyone going 5 innings. And that was a major league record that they didn't really like talking about.
That's right.
Games without
that's
any
really bad job.
5 innings. And now 6 games in, every single game of the pitcher has gone 5 innings. It's a complete turnaround. And that's kind of why they're 3-3, not because of the hitting.
Well, and another reason they're not 3-3, but they have survived it, is their bullpen, which just depends on the day. Right, John? Some days they're good. Some days Tyler Rogers is giving up a bomb to Will Myers. What have you seen from the bullpen so far?
Well, they have a closer, and they haven't had one since 2019, I guess. And nobody emerged last year, but obviously Jake McGee, four hitless outings, he's the closer, even though they don't like to say we have a closer, but they have a closer. But the problem is, I guess, the 8th inning. And, who's the setup guy? Is it Matt Whistler, who throws nothing but sliders and has been ineffective with everything he's thrown up there? Or Tyler Rogers, the submarine ball guy, who, you kind of look at those guys as more situational. But then again, you have the 3 batter minimum, and so maybe you wait for 2 outs. I'm still waiting for a fireballer to come in. But it's like Camilo Duval, who's down there at the alternate site. Somebody like that, I think they need to, because I'm looking at the staff. It's 8 relievers. It's 5 lefties. It's kind of a quirky bullpen. And
quirky.
I'm not sure, they haven't proven they can get it done, except for Jake McGee. Obviously, Peralta was lights out yesterday and has been looking good in all of his outings. So it's kind of hit and miss with the bullpen, and that ain't good because they should have won that opener.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm curious as baseball evolves, and this isn't for now. We can talk about later. Is there going to be a guy who's I play every day and I only pitch 1 or 2 innings, but I'm as good as one of these other starters, but because I can have 120 appearances, I don't know. I think that there's a role to be carved out in how we're managing these bullpens to be determined. Evan Longoria, though, 7-for-22 to start the season, hitting the ball really hard. I thought this guy was done a couple of years ago, and he has looked so dialed in, hitting the ball hard to the opposite side of the field. His defense looks pretty spry. It kind of a career rejuvenation this late. It's surprising to me. Is it surprising to you, John?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have been surprised if he started the season on the injured list with that foot problem, because in spring training, all I did was see him as a designated hitter, and he got his reps on the backfield and took ground balls, and the word was he didn't want to just stand out there during long innings. I said, well, what kind of preparation is that for a major league season? But now he's playing pretty much every day. He hit 3 home runs all to the opposite field, and he's another one almost cleared it. But he's making solid contact. I love watching that guy play, and you know why? Because he slows everything down. Whether it's a hard hit ball or a little soft hit ball, he makes everything look so easy. And that's the same at the plate. I mean, I asked him once. I said, "What? how do you slow everything down? I mean, you guys notice that when he's playing third base, it's just a lob across and he beats him by a half a step every time. It's not, you know, somebody who just, you know, fires it across like Caminiti or somebody like that. He knows the runner. He knows the situation. He knows himself. And he just makes everything look easy. And I could say maybe the same with Brandon Crawford. Plays a little tougher position because you need more range. But I love watching that guy. I always have. And now at an advanced age, he bought into the, you know, future way of, you know, obviously with the three hitting coaches the Giants have, it's so much different than the previous coaching staff that was more about just getting reps and, you know, stay in shape and keep your rhythm. You know, now these guys are, it's all video, it's all technology. And really he bought into it last year and it wasn't a terrible season. And, you know, he got a late start because he did start on the injured list, but now despite the foot, he's looking really good and he's almost like in a leadership role. And before it was, well, when's that contract going to be up? But there's nobody better on the team or in the system who's probably going to threaten him this year or next.
Another guy that I've been really enjoying watching, John Shea of the San Francisco Chronicle, with us talking about the Giants series win yesterday down in San Diego, is Darren Ruff. Who knew he was going to be stealing bases? Like, what is this guy all about? Can he maintain it? Can he be the next Yaz and Dickerson guy that can find a way to fit here in San Francisco?
Yeah, Dickerson equated him to like a middle linebacker early in training because the guy is just huge. And you look at him and says, boy, that guy must be an American League DH, right? Well, no, he's stealing bases in the National League. He's hitting home runs off gloves to win games. And he's a pretty darn good interview, too. He's a lot of fun. And, you know, spending 3 years in Korea and then coming over here last year, and there was no baseball, but they were playing in Korea. Second thoughts, but no, he actually the reason he came, I think, is because his wife was going to give birth, and he wanted to raise the family here. But it has turned out really well because he just crushes lefties, and he's got like two home runs, and it's amazing that even with a 26-man roster, and remember last year they had deeper rosters because of the short season. I mean, you know, they can get a righty lineup up there and a lefty lineup up there. You know, most of the guys aren't hitting, but it's only six games in. I mean, most guys are hitting 0-something or 1-something. But, you know, thankfully for Solano and Longoria and Posey, the only guys hitting with a dart overall, plus Ruff off the bench, you know, they're barely ahead of the Mendoza line as a team.
Real quick, Shay, we're up against it here, John. Fans at Oracle Park tomorrow, first time in a couple years, opening day. What does it mean to you to see fans back in the yard? It just dawned on me. It's like, wait a minute, there's going to be opening day, and there's going to be fans again at Oracle Park. The hamster wheel's rolling in my brain right now, John, thinking about that.
We can tell.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, last year I'm sitting in the press box, and nobody's sitting within 20 feet in the press box, and nobody's sitting within 700 feet in the crowd because it's just a bunch of cardboard cutouts, and all I see down there is a couple of front office guys and four umpires and the ball players. And it's like high school game or a little league game or something where just the parents come out. But even the parents weren't allowed last year. So it's going to be fun. And we're going to have 8,900 people, 22% capacity. And there's all kinds of restrictions, but I don't think people will care because it's the opportunity to watch a real baseball game. They'll be sitting in their pods of two and four, and they'll be distanced and wearing masks and, you know, as they should. And they won't be able to go to concession stands, but they have to order on their apps. So they can't wait in line to buy stuff and look at stuff. They have to order it and then pick up, or if you're in the club level, you could have it delivered. It's just a weird vibe and dynamic this year, but it's so much better than last year. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so are we, John. And love chatting with you today. Looking forward to having you on again as the season goes on. So enjoy opening day at Oracle Park tomorrow.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
John. The Shea-Hey Kid, writing for the, as Najee Harris calls him, the San Francisco Chronicles. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Station. We had Eli Gold, the voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, on in the 7 o'clock hour, giving his thoughts on Mac Jones and why he makes sense for the 49ers. If you missed Eli, download the Odyssey app. You can listen to the interview there.
Kate, were you more convinced or less convinced on Mac Jones after hearing from Eli?
I was actually less convinced, which
why
surprised me, because I felt Eli efforting to tell us why, kind of like searching for why Mac would be a good NFL quarterback, right? And he was throwing out a lot of the cliches. He's a he's a leader. This team would do anything for him. And he overcame the adversity of throwing a couple of interceptions in the Iron Bowl. And you guys may not understand the incredible pressure of playing in an Iron Bowl, but down here, that is our Super Bowl, which I understand because they don't have the pro team. So, yeah, Alabama-Auburn is 100% the pro game, the Super Bowl, during the college football season. But I was actually higher on Mac before we talked to Eli because just because of what I saw last year, Bonte, like throwing a really pretty deep ball, getting the ball out quick, the things that I think we know Kyle Shanahan needs his quarterback to be able to do to be successful when it comes to this offense. So what about you guys after hearing Eli this morning?
Real quick, before I give you my thoughts, I want to pass this information along to our listeners and everybody out there. According to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, Golden State President CEO Rick Welts plans to retire at the end of the season. His run, he's run the Warriors business side of for a decade.
Yeah.
Obviously, the first openly gay pro sports executive and a member of the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame as a contributor. Rick Welts, of course, came up with the All-Star Saturday slam dunk contest, three-point shootout to spice up the All-Star game. Longtime ball boy to Seattle Sonics and an integral part of what's been going on with the Golden State Warriors and Chase Center. So Rick Welts is going to retire at the end of the season. So
this is another loss.
Move.
I mean, this is another, you know, very accomplished, well-balanced, seasoned winner. I mean, this is another dude who just wins at what he does. He's obviously, we don't know his exact imprint on the roster, but in terms of, like, putting together an organization that wins off the court, I mean, this is a guy who has been instrumental. What is smart businessman, great at the marketing and all that stuff. Wow, this is a big loss.
It's I don't think they get Chase Center made as quickly as they did without Rick Welts being an integral part of that.
No doubt about it. And just what a great guys in sports, period. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you interview him on pre and post?
Did that on pre and post. Done it here at 95.7 a game. We saw him when they broke ground at Chase Center when Kevin Durant was there. And every time, like, he's just a good dude. Like, he just shakes your hand, asks how you're doing. He pays attention. He knows who we all are. Hey, man, how do you wake up in the morning and not say, well, Kate Scott and Joe Chesky carry me? It's
does
pretty
he know
easy.
Me?
Yeah, he knows about the morning roast. So, yeah,
hey,
I think he does know you.
I think he does know you.
Yeah, no, there you go. But, no, just one of the good guys and to have the courage to come out as an openly gay executive where a lot of people are ridiculing him and to have the guts, and the Warriors having the guts to hire him, and you see what he's done for the business side of things for the Warriors. So, another man, it's a good dude, man. A big blow for the Warriors. Very underrated blow for the Golden State Warriors.
And, you know, Kate, I always go back to talent overrides everything. You know, like, you're saying, oh, they got the guts. Is it? If the guy wasn't so damn incredibly great at what he did, you know, then he would never be hired. And this is like a testament of, as we're starting to progress as a country, we want to normalize a lot of things. Best candidate available, regardless of of some of their beliefs or or
well,
what
that's
their
how
gender
it should be, Shasky, but
or sexual orientation.
If we're being honest, like, it's still not that way for some companies.
Some Kate,
companies are definitely that way, but
Kate,
others.
Okay, you know how many companies I've worked for where it is just an all-white 50-year-old management, like, boom, the entire org chart.
Exactly.
Everyone's in their 50s and 60s and is an overweight white guy, like every one of them. And it's just, I just roll my eyes. I'm like, what do we do? This is it? This is the whole pool of all of the candidates that are good enough at their jobs to be in management positions? Like, really? But you're not wrong, Kate.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're wrong. It's just,
I get
Rick Welts. I mean, you say Rick Welts, I think of him in an unbelievable positive light because of what he means to this community. That's
smile.
That sucks.
He makes you smile, man. So hopefully
you guys were
Warriors...
making me smile during the interview because we started off with that awkward transition into John Shea asking him what athlete he would live
I've
with.
I thought about this.
And the roasters on the Twitch brought to you by Xfinity are loving this. I mean, we've got nominations for Klay Thompson. How fun would it be to chill in Klay Thompson's house? It's like, are we boating today? Are we kayaking?
That would be fun.
We're just playing on the little putting green we've got in our backyard.
Like, hang out with Rocco.
That would be fun.
Everyone's going to say Steph and Klay, and they're not wrong. I'm going to go Javon Kinlaw. I want to be with the guy who's got a squirrel in his mouth. Man. Okay,
Moop Dog.
I want to be with somebody who could take me on a magical quest to the other side of the world and protect me. And I'm thinking someone like Javon Kinlaw with a squirrel in his mouth hunting people. I'm thinking I'm now imagining a magical quest. It's me, Javon Kinlaw, and then with a spear ready to catch fish in the ground, Brian Baldinger. What do you think? I survived this magical quest?
Dude, I don't think you do. Because I know, like, Mook Dog underscore or Mook underscore Dog 3. That's Javon Kinlaw's Instagram. He's a hoot. I couldn't hang with him.
He's 75 years old?
Absolutely. I'm an OG.
This is a real champ. This is a toe tapper.
Hey, this is Eli Gold. This is the language you guys speak. Shasky, man, he's a hoot. Look, Brian Baldinger going down grabbing fish. You see the way Baldy lives? He's lifting weights with Lane Johnson. I couldn't last 15 minutes with Brian Baldinger. The guy was downtown San Francisco wearing the crispiest white jeans with the taco meat joint. I said, I can't hang with this dude. He's too much. He's got too much swag for me. Like, I need somebody low-key. Clay Thompson's right up my alley. Very low maintenance, chill,
your
relaxed.
Your text line is, whoa, baby. And you're like, I need someone who's chill and low.
Oh, baby.
What are you talking about? Dude, I swear to God, I love
9-5-7-9-5-7-0. What athlete are you living with and why? We started this all because we were talking about quarterbacks in the 8 o'clock hour, and Joe said he would live with Tom Brady. He loved him so much. And then, as morning shows tend to do, spun off on a tangent. So 888-957-9570, if you'd like to get in on the conversation real quick, Joe, I got to give away some money. It's time for Splash for Cash Contest. Thank you.
I got a good job.
Needed the money music. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word NEIGHBOR to 72881. That's NEIGHBOR. Hopefully you can spell it correctly to 72881. The contest brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware, Patio Garden, and more at Osh.com. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply.
Hey, neighbor, it's Mr. Rogers. No, but honestly, Bonte, now I'm envisioning you. You're as delusional as Homer Simpson was when he tried to remember something back in the day, and his visualization was him with these huge guns where he was totally yoked out of his mind, and he's recreating what he thought the scene was. All of a sudden, the phone rings, and he answers it, "Hello, Mr. President. Yes, I will save your life." That is a Bonte Hill way of remembering things, because you see yourself in a delusional light. At least I'm self-aware and realize that I'm psychotic and crazy. You, on the other hand,
I've said I'm low-key, I'm chill.
You're not low-key.
This is entertainment, baby. You gotta entertain the folks.
Our boss would come into the back room before COVID, and he'd be like, "Why are you and Bonte always screaming at each other? I can hear you through six padded walls. Why are you two always yelling?"
Mahegan looked me in my eye one day. He looked me one day. He's sitting there on our couch after a show. He goes, "Bonte," and he took his glasses off, rubbed his head. I'm just going to say this very, very politely. "You are the loudest person I've ever met in my life. I tell you to tone it down, and you tone it up. I mean, can you just chill one day, okay?" And then put his glasses back on, got back on the cell phone, and did whatever he does, which is tweet nonsense.
Hang on. I need to give you an applause for that one. Amazing.
That's good, wasn't it?
Bye-bye. Hey, Matt Nahegan's Twitter game's been stepping up. I'm give credit when credit's due. He's becoming better and better on Twitter.
Okay, on the other side, I will deliver on the earlier tease. I have some Richard Sherman sound for y'all on the Chris Collinsworth podcast talking about who he thinks the 49ers should take at number 3. Richard Sherman and more impressions of our boss coming up on the other side, brought to you by Network Capital Funding. What else you got for us, Joe Shasky?
Now for your exercise and temperature check, it's me, Matt Nahegan. It's 50 degrees in Palo Alto, California. Can you just pay attention on 95.7 The Game?
If you still haven't refinanced your home mortgage, call Network Capital to lock in a lower rate at 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1448. Network Capital. Live better. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law number 603-D787.
It's the best interview on the radio.
Too hard for the radio.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr joins Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky today at 5.
Yeah, in terms of preparation for the league, you know, James is—he's got to be up there in the all-time ranks in terms of just, you know, being thrown into the fire.
Hear Coach Kerr today at 5 on 95.7 The Game.
Hi, this is Matt with MB Jesse Painting. Are you a manager in charge of getting painting bids for a commercial project?
And I'm Megan, and I'll schedule you a free estimate. Whether interior or exterior, MB Jesse Painting is the best.
So if you have 10,000 square feet or 100 townhomes, MB Jesse has a large and professional team that will get your painting project done on time and on budget.
Call me now at 855-MB-JESSE or visit us online at mbjesse.com.
MB Jesse.
Rodents. They can cause a lot of attic insulation damage and health problems. Call Attic Elite. We'll get rid of attic rodents, clean your attic, and rodent-proof your home in one day so you can have a healthy home. Pest control is not the solution against attic rodents. Give us a call at 669-257-6540 or find us online at atticelite.com. And right now, get 10% off your insulation project. Atticelite.com or 669-257-6540. Attic Elite, your Bay Area attic and crawl space experts.
Game night with the roomies. I am so excited.
Oh, I can't wait to play Monopoly.
Steve, you got the game, right?
Right here.
Huh. Seems awfully small for a Monopoly board.
That's because it's Monopoly Scratchers.
Ooh, I like it.
So, how do we decide who scratches?
Actually, I got one for each of us.
And Steve, just one game night.
New Monopoly Scratchers from the California Lottery. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase, play, or claim. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.
Sometimes in business, the unexpected comes calling. From rent increases to increased orders to, I'm going to say it, unprecedented times. But don't bounce back. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Bounce forward with fast, reliable internet on the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses and gives you the flexibility to update your bandwidth in just a few clicks. Be fast. Be flexible. Be ready for what's next. And bounce forward with Comcast Business. Help your business bounce forward with this amazing offer. Get a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at just $64.90 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card when you upgrade. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to learn more. Prepaid card offer ends 4/21/21. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Call for details.
Odyssey knows that having baseball back is just better. A full season of games to look forward to? Better. And using BetQL's proven data and analytics to cash in those baseball bets more consistently? So much better. BetQL looks at every potential bet from every game to find you the most profitable opportunities. It's time to make baseball betting better. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BETTER for 20% off. That's 20% off with promo code BETTER at BetQL.com. BetQL, an Odyssey company.
Many Wall Streeters are predicting the inflation plane is ready to take off. At Owning, we still have a few seats left, with 30-year fixed rates at 2.5%, 2.731 APR on them. If the experts are right and the inflation plane flies high, APRs in the twos may be a distant dream. Don't mess around. Call 833-2-OWNING or go to owning.com before the refi market flies completely away from you. Maybe the experts are wrong and rates don't go up any higher. But if they're right and the plane is flying with mortgage rates reaching the fours, you'll kick yourself hard that you didn't grab a seat now. Don't be a dummy. Save the money.
NMLS 2611. Licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Subject to credit approval. Call 833-852-6464 for terms and conditions.
Call 833-2-OWNING for a 30-year fixed refi with a 2.731 APR today. That's 833-2-OWNING or owning.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all the
spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Pull up to Church's today for Boneless that's bringing it all. Bringing buttermilk marinated juiciness and all white meat deliciousness. Try our new Texas tenders or chicken sandwich with new smoky honey Q sauce for just $3.99. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Morning Roast continues with Bonte, Kate, and Shasky.
This is huge news from Brian Wacker. Whoa.
Oh, he's froze up. Oh, my gosh.
On 95.7, The Game.
I'm never going to live that one down.
He's gone.
All right. K-Money, wow. B-Hill. All right. K-Buddy.
I like
K-Masters it. K-Masters Day. And I don't know about you guys, but when we were growing up, my Uncle Marcel, God rest his soul, he used to do impressions, and that's where this whole me doing the impressions thing kind of originated, where we would all just make fun of each other at all times. We would pretend to be each other. We pretend to be people that we see. I got a Tiger Woods impersonation, and you guys can tell me if it's good or not. All right,
uh-oh.
You guys ready for this?
Uh-oh.
All right, so you guys can be the press, and I will be Tiger Woods taking questions since he's not at the Masters today, taking questions as if you're the press, and we're at Augusta. Do we have the sound? All right, here we go.
Tiger, yes, a question for you from the Daily Californian. Your short game has been not as good as it has been in the past the last couple of months. What do you think the reason is for that?
Conditions were really, really tough out there today. You know, the flag was blowing, and, you know, I was talking with my caddy, Sanzi, and, you know, we were talking with DJ, and conditions were just really, really, really tough. And, yeah, we're going to have to get on the range, hit a couple of buckets, and, yeah, it was just really, really tough out there.
This is Bonte Hill from the Fresno Bee. How would you describe greens? Are you talking about greens that you eat, or are you talking about greens on the course? Like, what's greens?
I'm going to have to send this one over to DJ, Dustin Johnson. I call everyone with a nickname, so you'd be Beezy for Bonte Hill, and you'd be Keezy for Kate Scott. So let's go to DJ.
Well, yeah, it's me, DJ Dustin Johnson from South Carolina. I'm not very good when it comes to the talking, but I can hit the ball a far way. So, yeah, conditions were they're pretty tough out there.
All right, good or bad? You like my Tiger Woods?
It's not bad.
I would say 6 out of 10.
Right.
You got a 6 out of 10.
The DJ was a lot
really
better.
Tough.
DJ was a lot better.
DJ's easy. You just be a dumb guy. You know what I mean? He's very, very simple. And easy.
Just be a dumb guy.
I mean, he's made some good decisions in his life, right? Life is looking okay.
He's actually going to be on the cover of some magazine. Wayne Gretzky, he married. Well, I guess I don't know if they're married. They've got kids, so I don't know what their status is.
I think they got married a couple years ago, actually.
Yeah, but okay. So I didn't know if it was official or not.
I'll
they've got
the
at least
interwebs.
Two kids.
Man,
he married Pauline Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky's daughter. Now, Wayne Gretzky's son is an up-and-coming golfer. He's going to be ridiculous. You just wait and see. But Wayne Gretzky and his wife put out it was Vanity Fair or one of these magazines where they're smoking cigars and he's got a sport coat over his shoulder with him and his wife. Well, Paulina and DJ this week, they put out one of those, one of them magazine covers to kind of, you know, duplicate Wayne and his wife. And yeah, it's me and Paulina.
Okay.
You know, on the boat.
It looks like they've been engaged for a long time, Bonte.
Hey, DJ may
they
be a dumb guy. He may be a dumb guy, but he got some damn good taste when it comes to women. I got to say, man, DJ ain't dumb in that department.
From the 650, Butch sounds like he's trying to do an impression of Dave Chappelle doing an impression of Tiger Woods. Pretty good. Thank you. And do we have any important Masters updates? How's my guy Colin Morikawa? We're going to make our picks later in the show.
Yeah, he's not out there yet. John Rahm, the newly minted father, is 1 under through 5. Rory McIlroy, even through 4. Rory McIlroy, I mean, he's going for the Grand Slam right now. There's some salt going on in that pepper of his hair. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's aged a lot since his last PGA Championship, which
was in 2014. What happened to Rory? Because he was the dude, and then Jordan Spieth was the dude, and then nobody has turned out to be the dude, proving yet again how incredible Tiger Woods was.
Golf's really hard. I think Rory – really, if you're being honest, Rory has interests outside of golf. Not that he's not dedicated to golf. Mm-hmm. Tiger was singularly focused on golf and women. Yeah. Like, that is it. That's all he had in his life, if you watch the documentary. Whereas Rory seems to be a little more balanced. He just had his first child. He tore his Achilles playing soccer. Hasn't really recovered from that.
Okay.
And his touch has not been there. So I love Rory as a person, and you talk to anybody who's met him at Olympic Club or Harding, seems to be a salt-of-the-earth type of a guy, a good guy who treats people well, so I always root for him. And he's a Giants fan, like a legit San Francisco Giants fan. When him and Tiger were at Harding last year,
that
TaylorMade, because they both are part of TaylorMade, did these orange and black golf bags and covers they do for all the majors, depending on where they're at. And Rory's like, aren't these super cool? These are Giants. And the audio picked it up, and Tiger's like, I'm a Dodger fan. I'm not wearing no black and orange for the Giants. So I respect Tiger for being so, you know,
dedicated.
So tight with his allegiances.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay. Well, enough about that. We'll talk a little more golf before we bid adieu to Joe Shasky for the weekend. But Richard Sherman on yesterday or the day before, sometime this week, with Chris Collinsworth on the podcast with NBC Sports. And Sherm said, before we get to the couple of bites I want to play for y'all, he said that he believes that Jimmy Garoppolo should be the starting quarterback for the 49ers this coming year, regardless of who they draft. But after saying that, he went on to say this, and this is what caught my ear. The person that he compared to Jimmy Garoppolo and said could win a Super Bowl for the 49ers in 2021 is not Mac Jones, the guy that a lot of us are saying is the closest to Jimmy Garoppolo. No, Richard Sherman said the guy he sees like Jimmy is actually Justin Fields. Here's Richard Sherman.
He has similarities to what Jimmy does, because Jimmy G is a very efficient quarterback. Like, he's going to get the ball. He's going to have a high completion percentage. He's going to get the ball in his spots. He's going to move the ball down the field. He's really smart. He has great command of Kyle's offense. It's really awesome to see, and I think he's going to still be the starting quarterback day one for San Francisco, because they have a chance at a Super Bowl this year. They have a Super Bowl capable roster, which is obvious. He's already taken them to one.
Okay, well, that's Sherm, the first part.
Come on back, Sherm. Come on back. If you want to come back with the Super Bowl roster, maybe you can redeem yourself. But Sherm also, I agree.
Would you actually consider that, Bonte? Because you were the one saying, don't let the door hit you on the way out. You've been talking way too much for me, right, Jessica? I'm not misremembering that. At the end of the season, wasn't Bonte the one saying,
probably
why is he on all these podcasts?
He covered both sides of it.
Humpty Dumpty, baby. You got to know how to straddle that line. No,
the Brinks truck is going to back up. Beep, beep.
Hey, it ain't backing up for you, Richard Sherman. It ain't saying beep, beep. It's saying get the hell out of the way. You ain't getting this money. And he's going to have to wait till after the draft to sign. But I wouldn't mind Sherm back, man. I just didn't. It left the sour taste in my mouth the way it ended.
Well, let me give you a comp that I haven't heard anybody bring up. He's more mobile than this guy, but I think we misremember what this guy was at the beginning of his career. I think Justin Fields has a lot of similarities to Big Ben Roethlisberger. And what I mean is high, high velocity coming out of that arm. Big, big body movement. Big, strapping, strong dude who can throw people off of him. It's not a one-for-one. He's a different player than him. And the game has evolved a lot more. But I think people forget how mobile Big Ben Roethlisberger was at his size and how he would deliver the ball down the field. Not the most accurate underneath. That's never really been his calling card. But is willing to stretch the ball down the field and the ability to keep plays extended is the thing that I also look at when it comes to Justin Fields. So we always want to do this, like, white guy equals white guy, black guy equals black guy, which I think is the laziest quarterback comp of all time. Justin Fields, to me, and I saw a lot of this with Cam Newton. Like, Cam Newton reminded me of Big Ben Roethlisberger, but the next step in the evolution, right?
Right.
And he just never really got to having the organization around him the way that Big Ben did. But I think Justin Fields, the player that I would be trying to comp him to, is Big Ben early on, where you can run a lot of that RPO stuff. He can run a lot of the deep play action stuff. He can extend plays, and you can truly stretch the field because they haven't had that element, Bonte, since Kaepernick.
Well, today's NFL, you see a lot of backyard football. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson. You see a lot of these guys are playing backyard football where the play breaks down. It's like, you know what? Hey, you go this way. You see him finger pointing at receivers to come back. Ben Roethlisberger was great at backyard football.
And the pump faking.
The pump faking
right.
and then throwing deep passes. I was like, man, when I think of Ben Roethlisberger, you're right, Chasky. Extending plays but playing backyard football. Can Justin Fields play backyard football? I think he can. Can Trey Lance play backyard football? He can. Zach Wilson as much as we ridiculed him over the last couple weeks here, he could play backyard football, and I think that's what you need in today's NFL. Backyard football meaning extending plays, looking downfield for the big shot.
On top of the in-structure stuff.
No doubt. Like,
can you be functional in structure?
No doubt.
The calls are starting to come in. Roasters, we will get to you in just a minute. If you would like to get in on the quarterback convo, 888-957-9570 is the number. One more cut I want to play for you from Richard Sherman when it comes to Justin Fields, the guy who he said he sees some similarities with Jimmy Garoppolo and fitting into this offense. He also said Fields, an elite difference maker at quarterback, even without the athleticism, just as a guy sitting in the pocket throwing the football. So here's Sherman.
But I think Justin Fields is the one, even without his athleticism, if you just took him as a standalone pocket passer and his efficiency and his completion percentage and what he's able to do week in and week out, he's a winner. He's been at a program that competes at a high level year in and year out, always in the championships, always in the big games. And he's played well, and he's managed those situations really well. And I think that his athleticism just adds another layer of elite ability that makes him a difference maker.
And you know what? Sherm is right, because remember being at that Fiesta Bowl, watching him against Clemson, he tried to do too much. Tried to do too much in the pocket. He was trying to stretch the field. They threw that game-ending interception to the safety. Nobody was there. It was a perfect spiral, but it was straight to the safety. Now, the Clemson game this past year, and I see why Shasky was going crazy, because the deep balls he was throwing from the pocket was like, wow. I didn't know he had this in him. I didn't know we had it in him. So the whole wow word, you're going to hear me say that a lot. That's what I say. Kate, that's what I do when I see a quarterback make a deep throw or a bomb. I go, wow. That, the hamster starts rolling in my head. Like, wow. What adjective can I come up with this time? And I just come up with wow.
Kate, I was sitting in the stands with my grandpa the night of the Monday night game. He always brings binoculars to the game. This is 2019. And the DeForest Buckner play happens, and we're going crazy. And I take my grandpa's binoculars, and I look up into the booth because I can see where Bonte and KC are. And I just see Bonte, wow! He's got both hands on his head, and he's got the mouth open. And I'm literally catching it, like, through the binoculars, and it's wow!
Okay, well, let's see what some of our roasters are saying. Let's see if our roasters are saying wow this morning. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to get in on the conversation, let's head over to Oakland. RJ in Oakland. Good morning, RJ. What you roasting on? Welcome into the show, man. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Just want to say, before I get into talking about this third round pick, I want to let you know the listeners and your sales staff and I've been working with how my company, Timeless Coffee, could potentially, you know, work with your show, because I've been a long time listener. And I'm happy to announce to all the listeners and you guys that Timeless Coffee is now going to be the presenting sponsor of the Morning Roast, and I couldn't be more excited.
Wow!
Wow!
That's incredible!
Hey, tell everybody, because I know you know Timeless inside and out. This is your neck of the woods. Tell people what's going on here.
Wait a second. RJ, are you RJ of Timeless Coffee?
That would be me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, for folks who don't know, because I know you are city boys, got a great spot on Piedmont Avenue, a great spot on College Avenue in Berkeley, and I think, because I go to Timeless all the time, I think that you are opening a new shop in downtown Oakland sometime soon, right?
On Webster.
Yeah, it's going to be on the corner of 17th and Webster in downtown Oakland. Should be open this time in June.
Oh, my gosh. This is so cool.
Thank you.
All these surprises. I love taking calls now. Get surprised about calling a Warriors game a couple weeks ago. Now Timeless is coming in. RJ, this is awesome. For folks who don't know, Timeless is plant-based, vegan, because you guys have a full-on bakery, too. But as somebody who's not a vegan or any of that stuff, I love good food and good baked items and stuff like that. You wouldn't know when you walk into your spot, and then you guys do all your roasting, I think, in your shops, right?
Yeah. So we roast all our coffee, single batch roasting, on our Piedmont Avenue location. So you can come on and see us roast down there.
Oh,
RJ, what the hell made Timeless Coffee want to partner up with us knuckleheads on the morning roast?
Seriously.
This is amazing.
I know. We, like I said, longtime listener, couldn't be happier with working with 95.7 and Bay Area native, and let's go Niners. Let's get this draft pick going.
We're going to ask you about the pick. But, you know, I'm shameless, RJ. I'm going to be real. I ask everyone for golf appearances. I ask everybody for free jerseys. Mm-hmm. What kind of roast should I be asking for from Timeless? Am I going to go medium roast? dark roast? Because you roast it in-house, correct? It's the only place in the country that does this.
Yeah, so you got medium roast. That's going to be our specialty. We do have some dark roast in our espresso, but you're going to go medium roast. That's the way to go with the flavorful.
Ooh, I'm ready for that little scorpion on the cup, Kate. I'm ready for it.
I'm so excited about this, guys. This is rad. And before we let you go, RJ, now that Timeless Coffee is the official roast of the morning roast, this is crazy.
Official. We're official.
Are you going to be roasting Mac Jones if the 49ers take him at three? Who do you want the 49ers to take with that third overall pick?
I'd prefer not Mac Jones. I want Fields, but I'm going to trust in the ownership. I won't roast too hard. I'll give him a game or two. We'll see what happens. But I'd like to see Jimmy G starting week one.
There we go. Right there we go, you. RJ. There we go.
Timeless Coffee. Timeless Coffee. Roast. Are you kidding me? We actually have a coffee company, a local. I can't believe this.
And RJ, we will be shifting our callers to make sure they have Timeless Coffee when they roast with us, when they call into the show. So we will try to divert everybody to your shop. I'm coming out there to Oakland to see Timeless Coffee in the next couple of weeks.
I'm going to get you boys across the Bay Bridge. I know that's difficult for you. Or you can go under the water. The BART works as well. But RJ, anything else you want our roasters to know? Come visit you on Piedmont and on College Avenue and soon on Webster. Anything else before we bid you adieu today?
Let's just want to say, come visit us down on Piedmont Avenue, College Avenue, and let's go A's. Let's get some more wins out on our belt.
There we go.
I respect
that. There we go. Let's go.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Hopefully the
RJ.
Closer.
RJ, thanks for the call. Round of applause. RJ heads on out. No pressure to the rest of our callers today, RJ. But if you want to endorse the show as well, feel free.
No.
Timeless Coffee,
that's
y'all.
What we're rocking with now. B, I got to be real with you. You know, you and me, we're loyal to the soil. But it's Kate Scott who's bringing in endorsements like this. Are you kidding me? Kate Scott getting us a coffee, a local coffee shop on Piedmont.
I'm so excited about this. You guys don't know. I am the cheapest little. You guys know that I'm a cheap one, right? Come on, I tell you all the time. Like Miller High Life is. But when it comes to my coffee, I don't skip on my coffee because you got to have, especially when you're working on a morning show. And Timeless is the place that I always take when my friends come from out of town and they're like, hey, what's the spot in Oakland? Where's the spot you take people to? And I'm like, we got to go to Timeless. It's this beautiful shop, super modern looking. And I know a lot of people like the dark roast, but that's too much for me. I like a nice little light or medium roast.
It's the reverse.
And like I was telling you, like they're plant-based stuff, but I didn't know. They had this tiny cherry pie, and I was like, I need to have a tiny cherry pie, Bonte, at 11 in the morning.
I didn't know I needed it until I walked in the shop.
And as I'm buying it, they were like, yeah, and it's plant-based and it's vegan. I was like, I don't care about any of that crap. Just give me the cherry pie. And it was delicious. So
it's reverse. I think it's the reverse. I think light roast has more caffeine and dark roast has the caffeine more cooked out of it. I think that's the way it goes when it comes to coffee.
I should know this because I worked at Pete's at Starbucks and I didn't pay attention to coffee class. I just made the cappuccinos or whatnot. But screw it. You know what? Timeless Coffee, that cherry pie sounds really, really good.
It was small. It was like the baby chocolate bar.
You didn't feel as guilty, even though
it was probably the same as eating a slice of cherry pie. Just the design of it.
That's all I need. Like that one texter a couple months said, Bonte loves food and food loves him back. Mm-hmm. I agree, but I only need a small sample of the cherry pie. But Jasky's right. So Taco, dude, I was at El Farlo's the other day, and there's a Taco Bell right next to it. I was trying to grab some food before NBC Sports, and the Taco Bell is right next to it. I said, which drive-in do I go through? I sat there for a couple minutes. I said, El Farlo or Taco Bell? Taco Bell or El Farlo? I went to El Farlo.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to be so shameless. I'm going to be so shameless. It's going to be Wayne's World over
this
here.
This is what
on
I need going
Twitch.
Into Timeless. Be like, we're here. The roast is here.
We're coming.
I'm going to be just like Wayne's World. I'm going to have so much product placement in front of me on my Twitch screen at all times. It's not even going to be funny. You remember Wayne's World? He's like, you can eat Doritos or sip Pepsi. Yes. That is going to be me with my medium roast. I'm eating the cherry pies. Oh, it's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be great.
This is awesome. And our texters know from a couple of different 510 numbers. Timeless Coffee is the spot on Piedmont. Timeless Coffee is the word that James Wiseman said the other day after the game. Totally worth the trip across the bridge. And now they're the sponsor of the roast. That's awesome. So we will figure out all the details of that. We'll get some hookups for you roasters in the next little while. But this is awesome. And listeners, you're right, Bonte. Like, how did our sales staff convince them?
I mean, because of you. 10. It's got nothing to do with Shaq. Shaq and I have been working on the 49ers pre- and post-game show for 3 years. Nobody wants to touch us. We had to dupe the Hilton Hotel into hosting us, and the Hilton Hotel sitting there like, who the hell are these whack jobs?
Just
give
them
the chicken strips and just move on.
Take them out! Hey, bro, I'm going to be real with you. Kate, they were selling Kate. She was like the highlight of the package. They had to staple the two of us together like two expiring contracts, and they had to give up a couple of second-round picks to get out on this deal.
Well, whatever. We're all on the same team, boys, so it worked out.
How quickly did it go through the Shasky and Bonte slide? We'll just keep it moving here. We know we're in the time
one
crunch.
One combined slide for the two of us.
Oh, then these are the other two on the show. And, as we were saying, let's go down to our guy Big Dog City in Phoenix. That's awesome. If you're in the East Bay today, check it out. Timeless on Piedmont and College Avenue. We'll have more moving forward. That's awesome. Let's talk some more quarterbacks. So, Big Dog, what's going on? What's in your mug this morning? And what do you want to say about the 49ers quarterbacks?
Kate Money, what's going on? Bonte, Joe, I'm just calling in, listening, hear you guys talking about the quarterback. Number three, Jones wouldn't be a bad idea. Everybody's talking bad about it, but the way I look at it, the top two quarterbacks is Lawrence and Fields. They're going 1-2. They're gone. You got Mac. Mac, he's playing the SEC, great teams, and then like Joe Shasky said earlier, he got guys that's going to the NFL. When you got to practice against that, you see that every day, that makes you NFL ready. And then he had the confetti at the end of the year. Why not go with a guy who has proven that he can win?
Big Dog, you're a Raider fan. You just want to see us miserable out here as a 49er fan. That's
no,
what you're doing.
That's not at all. Hey, Johnny, you have what you need. I talk to you all the time about this. I love what the Niners do with the run game. You guys have a great run game. Jimmy G, when he's healthy, you guys win. When your team is healthy, people forget last year the Niners were banged up. The Niners were healthy, you guys win more games. You're probably in the playoffs. So the Niners are right there. They're on the doorsteps knocking. But if you guys don't take three Jones, look at a tackle. Shore up your offensive line for the next 5 years.
Nah, they're not taking a tackle at three. They're taking a quarterback a million percent. Big Dog, thanks for the call.
I'll see you later tonight, Big Dog. I'll see you later tonight.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. We're going to talk quarterbacks the whole damn time at a nice little Italian restaurant down here in the peninsula. I don't want to give it away because I don't want the paparazzi
you.
Coming.
I mean, what are you doing? Give the restaurant a little bit of love.
All right, I got to pull it up. That's why I didn't say anything.
So he had Fields going 2 overall to the New York Jets. Yeah, exactly.
Do I know this guy? Do I know this guy inside
and out? You guys are brothers through and through.
He was faking it the whole way. He had no idea the name of the restaurant. And he just like, I don't want to give it out because, you know, people are going to come stalk me.
Paparazzi.
You still don't need to give it out. But he had Fields going 2. Do you guys think that Zach Wilson will be available for the 49ers at 3?
Fordeo, by the way.
Ill for now. Yeah, they used to have one over there.
Is that how you say
battery.
It? All right. Yeah, it's Burley Cave. I didn't know how to say it. I've never heard of it.
You still are not saying it. It's good.
Ill for now?
They used to have another location over there off the battery.
Ill for now.
Still wrong.
Not it.
Ill for now.
Ill
for now, Burley Cave. I'm coming to you.
We've got one butcher and we've got another one butchering. And as Explizzy says on the Twitch, brought to you by Xfinity, Bonte, it's pronounced Taco Bell.
Well, I say Taco Bell? Bell?
Taco Bell. So damn good.
I'm telling you, dude, they got the $5 box right now. They got the $5 box with the Cordelia Crunch.
You need to hop on that stuff.
But here's the question.
It's catching spider webs, man. It needs WD-40. It's so rusty.
When it comes to the 2 and 3 picks, really good question that our producer, John Curley, proposed to us in the break.
It's about time.
It only took 3 months. Thanks, John, for weighing in. John provides us with great fodder
Langford's
all the time.
Out here carrying us behind the scenes.
Dude,
if we think there's so many similarities between what the Jets are going to do because they have Saleh, because they took the quarterback's coach, who's now their OC.
Mike LaFleur.
Thank you.
LaFleur.
If we're so, whoever believes that the 49ers are so set on Mac Jones, why wouldn't the Jets then be taking Mac Jones at 2, right?
I have no idea what the Jets are going to do. This is what I've been saying the whole time. I have no idea. They could still be in a trade scenario.
Like, I know.
Who knows what they're going to do? They're the Jets. When have the Jets ever done anything competent? Like, honest to God, like, outside of Rex Ryan licking some feet for a couple of years and them losing in the AFC Championship game, when have they ever done anything competent?
Dude,
they're the Jets.
Joe Douglas, their GM, did you see a picture of him?
No.
He just was, like, wearing a black tee. I saw this because producer Kyle on the Midday Show was like, this is what I'm going to look like when I'm 45 years old. Oh. And Joe Douglas had, like, this bald head, scruff, T-shirt. And it's just like, who is it? Looked like this dude's bartending at the local bar down the street. Like, seriously, he looks like a bar back or something. And he's a GM of the Jets. You see what he looks like? I mean, he's unbelievable here. By the way, when it comes to butchering names, Kate, I know you
go through
this. So
you're shaming him for his looks. Let me take a look at
him. He's not the most handsome fella, I'm telling you, man. But Kate, you know when you get
like
these names?
He looks like a Sopranos character.
Dude, he looks terrible.
He looks like one of the goons that would protect Tony.
Perfect for New York, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, but they've already done that with Mangini. Remember, Mangini was in Sopranos.
He was.
Didn't work out too well for them.
No.
Oh, spoiler alert. What were you saying, Bonte?
No, when it comes to butchering names, you have those names, Kate, I'm sure, as a play-by-play announcer, where you're like, mm-hmm. I hope this player doesn't have a monster game because mm-hmm. I don't want to pronounce his name mm-hmm. over and over and think I'm butchering it. Like, there's names on the Warriors pre and post where I'm like, all right, post-game, I hope this dude doesn't have a big game. I will never, ever have to mention him. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing to admit, but that's how my mind
Or you always
works.
Go with the first name because you know you're going to butcher the last name. So you're just, they're Bonte. That's all you're going with because you're just going to keep it easy that way.
That's
but,
true.
I think
this is why being a hack has its own positives, Kate. This is you don't ever have to be held accountable for any of your wild hot takes, mm-hmm. for mispronunciations. You just goof your way into scenarios, and then you look up and you're like, 10 more minutes, and I get to watch the Masters all day.
So speaking of, who are you taking? Because Joe Shasky, as he mentioned, way back in the 6 o'clock hour, which I'm sure that very few of you were listening at that point. It is Masters weekend. Yeah, maybe, Joe, it's your dad. Maybe Papa Shasky was listening. But Joe's family does a big, like, Masters-esque golf tournament this weekend with all their guys up in Guerneville, up at the Northwoods Golf Course, which, by the way, for those of you who are golf very amateurs like me, it is a beautiful course up there. It was designed by the same folks who designed Augusta.
Wow.
This place much more inclusive and smaller, right? It's a par 3, right, Joe?
It's a par 9. It's a par 36, but it's a 9-hole course that you play twice.
Okay.
It was built for the Bohemians in the Bohemian Grove.
Yes.
Yeah, I know people are going to like, Alex Jones, Bohemian Grove, because Alex Jones infiltrated the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
But it's not for them anymore, okay? This is for the commoners. It's $22 to play there.
Exactly.
Anyone can play there.
I felt very welcome. My wife and I were up there a couple years ago.
Played it.
Just a couple years ago, we were up there for a weekend in Guerneville and just Googled, like, hey, maybe let's play some golf. Oh, wow, there's this course designed by the folks who designed. So we thought it was going to be really snooty because we're both really new to golf. They were awesome. They were like, do you ladies need anything? Do you want a beer before you go? So if you ever get up to the Guerneville area, definitely play this spot. But because of that, Joe's going to be off tomorrow. Cousin Nick Friedell coming into the show. I know. It's going to
be. Big upgrade.
It's
is like going from Jimmy to Mac Jones. You trade 3 first rounders for Nick.
You know, Cousin Nick, I'm going to come at him. I'm going to come at Cousin Nick. I'm going to bring him some smoke because this guy's always on the ESPN. He's got the wireless microphone. I've seen him hold the microphone. He comes on the morning roast and he just holds his mic like it's just like all over the place. It's like, dude. Hold the mic
Nick. This.
It's like Cousin Nick. And it's like he's got taper on the microphone. It's like, dude, you work at ESPN. You don't have some high-tech quality microphone, dude. Like, this radio money for Nick is side money. It's chump change to him. And this guy just holds the mic all nilly-willy. Mm-hmm. So, whatever. I'm going to miss you, Joe.
Speaking of side pieces, some folks on the Twitch brought to you by Xfinity were saying that was who they would want to live with. They'd want to live with Cousin Nick because they imagine he's got some pretty good game on the side. So, anyway.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this.
They wouldn't want to live with me.
My wife loves Cousin Nick. She thinks he's the nicest, greatest. She's like, he's the most normal of all your friends.
Wow.
You and Bonte, I don't know why you guys can't be more, you know, respectful like Nick. Nick, we need to find a good girl for Nick. Like, my wife's already trying to set him up. Well, she loves you, but she thinks you're crazy. You call me all the time. She knows it, like, it's going to be a 45-minute scream fest about, you know, backup quarterback play and footwork.
Damn, Michelle, I thought we was homies, man. That kind of depresses
me. Okay,
so
before Joe goes, let's talk a little Masters. Bonte is beside himself now and really sad.
Wow. Michelle.
Sorry, Bonte.
Normal. I'm a normal dude.
But bring it in, Joe. Who you got for this weekend down in Augusta? Who's going to win your family golf tournament? Let's get into all of it.
I'm picking Jordan Spieth this weekend. I love Jordan Spieth. I love his story. I love his bounce back. I love all the things he represents on a personal level. I love his overcoming adversity from a professional level and his understanding of him going through that 4-year period where he couldn't hit a driver on the map and then to be where he is now. I know it's hard to win back-to-back weeks. Last guy to do it was Phil Mickelson heading into the Masters to win the week before the Masters and then win a Masters. Jordan always plays well at this course. Kate, if you've golfed, there are some courses, they just don't fit your eye. It's like shooting at certain arenas. It just doesn't fit your eye. And this course fits his eye. I like Jordan Spieth this week. I think he's going to win by at least 3 strokes. I really do. I think he's going to exonerate all the ghosts from when he dumped one in the water in 2017, on the 12th hole. Give me Jordan Spieth. Not for the family tournament.
I got Langford.
Joe, this is your dad.
Is Langford in the tournament? Nice guy, Steven?
I invited him. He can't make it this week.
What about Lucas Alexander, Tommy Call?
Yeah, they're going to come up because, you know, Siberia, the 707, so they live up
Lucas,
that way. We got a 12-man group going out. You know, it's going to be good, and we're obviously going to be spaced out. Most of the people have their vaccinations, so we should be good to go there. I have had low gross score 4 years in a row and have no championship. I have no belt. I have no green jacket.
This is the year, buddy.
Well, I mean, they set it up to where I can't get the points. You know, even if I par or birdie, if my cousin triple bogeys, it's worth more than my par. It's like, what the hell's going on
here? That's messed up. How do we fix that scoring, Joe Shasky? I need you to come back with the cut of wood that you showed off yesterday as the new trophy. How do we make this happen, Bonte Hill? Because I'm not here for second or third place. I'm here to be a winner. Me and Mike Singletary, baby. I want winners.
Yeah. Shasky strikes me as a guy who's got that 3-shot lead. And he's going to the 16th, 17th, 18th hole, which to me are the championship holes. Like in boxing, they say the 10th, 11th, 12th round are the championship rounds. I feel like Shasky gets a little shaky, gets a little nervous. He starts gets a little anxious, and his patience runs out. Then he tries to drive it to show off. I think Shasky's going to finish in like third place this year.
Not know my skills whatsoever. Steven Langford, can you hop on the microphone?
No. Hold on. Let me make my picks, all right? Cousin Nick here, and I agree with TJ Maximus. Nick Friedell is a nice guy, which may be why he's single. He's got to get a little jerk in him. Got to get some jerk in your girl's
like,
the girl's got to look. So the nice guy on the PGA Tour is Justin Thomas. Yeah, he's a private school guy, but he's a nice dude or whatnot. He says some bad things, but he means well. Justin Thomas.
Does he?
Yeah, I don't know about that,
but
you know what?
Bad people say. I meant well.
You know,
Justin I'm not
Thomas
racist,
is one of the
but
yeah,
exactly.
He's not racist. He's not. Yeah, he's all that.
So Justin who are you picking for my family tournament? You know my family pretty well.
Well, I'm going with Justin Thomas for the Masters. For the family, gosh, I don't know. I feel like it could be your year, Shasky. It can't be your year, but I think Potts got you. I think Potts is ready to go. I heard a short game is on deck. His short game has never been better. Deli Boy gave me some inside information on this intel. Shasky's brother.
Joe's younger brother.
Joe's younger brother.
We got the butcher and we got the deli.
Papa Shasky. Papa Shasky is looking good.
That's who I'm on because I was paired up with Papa Shasky last time.
Hey, Joe, this is your dad.
And on the fourth tee, I think he's going to want to bounce back round because you came up, Joe, at the fourth tee and you're just like, Dad, I think this is the worst that you've ever played. And then your dad's just like, it is. And he was silent for a majority of the time. I think he wants a bounce back round coming up here. And I also hope that you guys can make it at least all 18 because I think we made it to the 14th hole. Then the people in front of us were way too slow. Oh, and then we're just like, all right, screw it. Let's just go eat.
Right.
It was like 100 degrees out. So, yeah, we ended up cutting it a little early because the course was completely booked. But I'll say this, Steven. The first year my dad won it, at ninth hole, which turns to be the 18th, there's out of bounds. There's homes on the left. The first time my dad won it, he hit a ball into the OB, okay? I saw it. We all saw it. Somehow, magically, his foot wedge kicked it back into play. And he goes, no. It bounced off of this and came back over here. And I'm like, no. We sat there and argued for like 16 minutes, screaming and yelling. And I lost, clearly. And he ended up winning by 1 stroke. And I'm telling you, the OB would have given him at least a 1-stroke penalty, if not 2. I would have won that bad boy.
Okay,
I'm coming to back.
So what? Your dad has a little Patrick Reed in it, is what
like
you're
that.
Saying.
Have you met him?
I like that.
Hey, Joe, this is your dad.
I haven't yet, and I can't wait to. And finally, because nobody cares, my picks, Colin Morikawa, let's do it. My California Golden Bear, who Joe said has a great game for Augusta. I know nothing about golf other than I enjoy playing it, and I like drinking beers and smoking cigars when I'm out on the golf course, so I can't wait for this pandemic to be over because we're going to have a roast open, and it's going to be awesome. And, Joe, don't let your girl down. I want you to come back with that slab of wood. I want you to be the champion for the first time. I got faith in you, Shasky. You can do it. You've been doing great, trending in the right direction here on the roast. Go get that chip up in Northwoods, buddy. Go do it.
Like Tony Dixon, 24, said, Kate, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Exactly.
And I buy that theory.
Exactly.
Papa Shasky, he's been thinking about this tournament for a full year. I could tell in his voice. He is ready to go. Shasky, don't let me down, man, because if I hear you don't win the championship, you will get roasted Monday morning. John Curley's out, too.
All right,
have a great weekend, John Curley.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
If I win, I'm going to Home Depot. I'm getting the white painter's zip-up thing like the Masters caddy thing. And, Bonte, you're my caddy for the butcher shop open when I do my fundraiser in June or July.
Okay, I could do that.
Done. Done. On that note, Joe, have a great weekend. Curley, have a great weekend. Nick Friedell in tomorrow with me and Bonte here on the roast. Who's now sponsored by Timeless Coffee. How about that? Go check out Timeless Coffee today over here in the East Bay, and hopefully we'll get some Timeless Roast for all y'all very soon. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Steiny Guru and Dibs up next right here on 95.7 The Game.
When we feed our communities, we're feeding more than hunger. We're feeding hope. We're feeding dreams, opportunities, and possibilities. Every Walmart store partners with a local Feeding America food bank. Buy a participating item or donate at Walmart, in-store, or online to help secure a meal for people facing hunger in our community. Visit walmart.com/fighthunger for details.
What's up, party people? Kate Scott here with a reminder. You deserve the best in all aspects of life. So when it comes to internet, you deserve Xfinity, because Xfinity gives you just that, the best in speed options to fit your needs. You got a gamer in your house, lots of video chatting and streaming going on at the same time? Well, Xfinity offers up to 2 gigs of upload and download speed. That's what I use to broadcast clearly from home every day, but maybe you don't need that much power? Cool. Start with a speed that fits your needs and your budget. Xfinity also gives you the best in reliable in-home Wi-Fi coverage, so the signal is incredibly strong regardless of where you are in the house, and Xfinity's built-in security is just another reason. It's a game changer. So stop settling for decent, for okay. Come get the best, baby. Xfinity Internet delivers speed, reliability, and coverage. Get started with speeds that fit your budget with options available up to 2 gigs. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to get started. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. XFi Advanced Security is available to Xfinity Internet customers with a compatible Xfinity XFi Gateway.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a park ranger, but the only quotes they'd probably give you would be about the beauty of a fallen leaf or ripples in a pond, not the kind that could save you money on your policies. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, who's an expert navigator of the insurance landscape. They could use their expertise to guide you on ways to save hundreds on your policies, while leaving it up to your park ranger to save the wilderness and any endangered picnic baskets. Go online to geico.com/local to find a GEICO agent near you.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Golfers, tee it up this year at the Golf Mart with the hottest new arrivals from Titleist. Introducing the new Titleist TSI family of drivers. The new TSI drivers are faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. Four drivers give you maximum performance for any type of dedicated golfer. Swing by the Golf Mart and get custom fit today. The Golf Mart, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
We made USAA insurance for veterans like James, a former drill instructor made of high expectations. When he got into a fender bender and called his old insurance company, he got the runaround. That's when his Marine buddy told James about USAA.
They have my back.
James realized he was paying too much for bad service and said,
it's time to switch.
He called USAA right away. Our agents took the time to understand his needs, put in the work to get him the right coverage, and even found him some serious savings. USAA insurance is made the way James needs it, all squared away, with savings that meet even his standards. switch and you could save with USAA Auto Insurance. Get a quote today at USAA.com/auto. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting real estate donations.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone, where we've got more ways to get what you need fast and take care of that fall tune-up. With our free same-day store pickup, you can order online and pick it up today at your local AutoZone. Or we can bring it to you with our free next-day delivery. Just order on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m. and we'll have it at your front door the next day. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible orders. Restrictions at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Your one-stop